Shannon Hart from ETC is in the 101.5 FM studios to wrap up what has been a pretty informative series delving into AI. Business owners have gained a lot of useful information from its AI Made Simple series, which has been brilliant, I might add, throughout the whole year. So, Shannon, thanks for joining us for the last in the series for 2025, and now it's over to you.
Thank you, Shane, and thank you, listeners, for listening to this series on AI Made Simple. It has been, I think it's been a fun series where we've gone through AI. I think it was at the right time as well. Last episode, we went through the Nano Banana, which was released, and we've gone through, I think, over the series a few things. And if I just really just wanted to break it down and just end this series on a couple of points that you can take home, finally and lastly. So we first went through what AI is. I think that was important. Remember that it's don't be scared of that term AI. It's for a lot of it, it's just another computer tool that you can use, just like how you use Word or Google, right? AI is starting to affect things like video and imagery, but essentially it's just like how when we had Canva or these other tools that exist in business that you use, like email. It's just another tool for us, especially when we look at it from a business mindset. This is a business podcast out to the business community. We haven't talked about ethics or where the human race is going with AI. That's not what this is about. And to be honest with you, if you're listening to this, this is about your business. And we want to really just have it in the confines and scope of how AI helps and why it matters to small business and why everybody in the local community that does have a small business should be using AI. So we talked about why it matters. We went through the free tools. A lot of this we did try and focus on the free stuff, the ChatGPT, the Canva. We went through Copilot. We talked about Nano Banana, the Gemini. We went through the image creation you can use. We even talked about how you can do it for marketing, Facebook posts, and all of that. We talked about Copilot agents. If you remember that, that was where you can actually have an agent like an employee and you can program it. When we mean program, remember it's not advanced. Just, hey, this is your job. You're my marketer. This is what you're going to do. And you're my admin person and you're my customer service representative. So we talked about agents in episode 3. We also went through AI in everyday life and the future of tech with AI and businesses. And then, lastly, we went through a lot of the AI image creation tools and the differences between them. So I think it's been a good series. I've definitely enjoyed it. And I hope that you've taken away a few key things. The fact is that AI is here. It's not going anywhere. It's accessible, right? So you need to dabble. You need to get involved. Don't sit back and just be like, oh, okay, this is another fad. It is not a fad. We've established that throughout the series. AI is not a fad. This is equivalent from us going from landline phones to, Apple iPhone. It's a completely different change. But the other thing we talked about is that the small actions make a big difference and you just have to start. You don't have to become a whiz kid. You don't have to be Mark Zuckerberg. You don't have to, create everything with AI and know all the programmable terms. That's not what you have to do. All you have to do is go to your Google browser and type in ChatGPT, or go to your Google browser and now, it has an AI mode there. All you have to do is just really dabble into it and then start using it for things that can help with your business. Next time you get that customer email, copy that email, put it into the ChatGPT. How should I respond to this? The same thing when you're doing image creation, marketing. Instead of you spending hours and hours creating things in Canva, give Nano Banana, that's always a tricky one to say, but basically just go to Google, type in Gemini, which we talked about, and give that a play. And all you have to do is, hey, create this for me, create this image for me. You don't have to be an absolute genius to get started. And prompting is power. Remember that. The more practice you get at that. Remember, prompting is just the words you type into the little bar at the bottom. It's not anything advanced. You don't need to know coding, but the more you get better at input, giving the AI the input, so that the words that you type in, the better output you're going to get. And the last thing I will say to wrap it up is to stay curious always. AI is changing. Keep an open mind. Listen to, watch YouTube videos, listen to other people, see what other businesses are doing. Try and reach out for help, especially if you're a struggling business. There's support out there. And ETC provides that. We help small micro businesses. That's businesses under 4 employees. If you're one of those, we're here to help. There's business advisors that know about AI, that can talk about it. There's also other companies out there and other support supports to help you as you transition from maybe a non-AI business to an AI business. Because I'll tell you right now, 10 years from now, everyone will be using AI. And those that don't, unfortunately, just like how, you know, we used to have Blockbuster and now we have Netflix, right? And go find a Blockbuster out there. You won't. And that's the same change we have here. So thank you very much for listening in to me. Thank you for 101.5. It's been an amazing experience, and hopefully you've learned something about AI and shown how you can use AI in your business to give you better outcomes. Thank you, listeners. Thank you very much.
Shannon Hart, thank you for joining us, sharing your knowledge on AI Made Simple and keeping our community connected and informed. And we'd like to wish you a very merry and safe Christmas as well, Shannon.
You too, Shane, and the whole team over there. Absolutely amazing work.
Like to find out more about Shannon? Just go to our website. Head to 1015fm.com.au, click on podcast, top of the page, and in the search icon, just type in Shannon Hart. You'll find all this and a whole lot more at 1015fm.com.au.